All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we've got a special 30-minute teaser of Gears of Dragoon, Fragments of a New Era. It is Gears of Dragoon 2, and there was talk about maybe releasing the first one, but I don't know. What I will say is that Gears of Dragoon 3 is about to come out after many years. This game was released in 2016. So this is fairly old, but Gears of Dragoon 3 is going to be brand new 2024. So lots of things will change, but this is still a very big game for Ninetales, 2016 actually. And for those who liked Sengoku Rance, it plays like that, but it is a Ninetales game. So with Ninetales games, you can have your H scenes completely skipped, which means you can play the game without H scenes. You don't have to have the H scenes. If you don't want sex, you don't have to have it. And if you just want to see the regular sex scenes and not the assault or hardcore scenes, you can skip those. So you don't have to worry about any of that. You can also skip the normal scenes if you just want battle or the dungeon. So there you go. Ninetales is giving you a choice. It can be an H game if you want it to be, but it can just be a regular game too. It'll be out on Steam on Monday, so maybe you'll pick it up on Monday or buy it at Jess. Now, by the way, you can buy it at Jess now. That would be the operative word there. Right now. Yes, you can go to Jast and buy it right now. But let's see if it's worth it first. I mean, I did pay $37. Let's hope it's worth my money. I'll bet it is. Behold, Karnas, City of Magic. This city-state has entered a period of great prosperity thanks to arcane technology, which has made it the most advanced nation in the world. Ruled by the prestigious Enzalard, the city boasts a high quality of living unlike anywhere else, so there's still a clear disparity between the rich and the poor, as always with these games. There is, however, another side to Karnas. If one likens the city to a magnificent apple tree, they might wonder how deep its roots stretch. In Karnas's case, those runes are the ancient ruins of the Dragon Shaft, and they extend deep beneath the surface, forming a labyrinth of unimaginable size. Disorder manifests in its every corridor and chamber, creating an ambience of discomfort. It is also said to be the legacy of a long-lost civilization lies dormant, waiting to be uncovered. Like every JRPG ever, but hey, whatever. All entry was initially banned, but in recent years, exploration became the norm as the populace grew to accept its existence. Those who dare enter its depths seek riches, fame, and the knowledge that lies at the end of the labyrinth. Those brave souls who remain determined in the face of the dragon shafts, many dangers have come to know it as to be known as labyrinth prowlers. Let's get this right. And one such prowler will soon change the face of the city forever. That appears to be the last of them, though nary a threat on their own. Their numbers grant them impressive strength. No injuries to speak of, I take it, Rooster of Flawed? Yeah, I'm good. Man, those things put up a decent fight. I'll give them that much. The carcasses of a horde of monsters were at their feet. That particular species had been multiplying rapidly, so a culling of their numbers was due. Die, you monsters! There's too many of you, goddammit! We've got to get rid of you! Safe passage is instrumental to exploring these ruins. A lone monster may not be especially dangerous, but a dozen or more is a different story. Key's reacting again. Seeing a surge of faint warmth, Roostar reaches for the key around his neck. The key sways slightly, all by itself. Its twitchy motions appear to function like the arrow of a compass. Downward, apparently. Guess we still got a long, long way to go. Oh, so this is the phenomenon you spoke of. I must say, you possess quite the peculiar pathfinding device. My father entrusted it to me, said it points toward this thing called the Sage's Treasure. We went from place to place, coming through all sorts of ruins during my younger years to find this Ouroboros key. Instead of bedtime stories, you tell me about his grand plan. We gotta take the key to Dragonshaft. It'll open up the path to the Sage's treasure and all that jazz. However, what the Sage's treasure even is, his father His father never said for certain. Perhaps he knew no more of its true nature than Roostar. Still, he seems certain that whoever seized it for themselves would command its astonishing power and have their every wish granted. Thus, he took the young Roostar with him on his quest to find it. Real shame he's no longer with us. He may be gone, but you've inherited his ambition. Otherwise, you wouldn't have traveled all this way. Wouldn't be down here risking life and limb if it wasn't for him. Sooner or later, I'll reach the end of this labyrinth and claim that treasure for myself. Have you a grand wish you intend to make real with the treasure's power? Nah, I just want the bragging rights of owning a legendary artifact, because I'm gonna wish for something, duh, like world peace or whatever. Roostar responds with a sarcastic quip, keeping his true intentions to himself. In reality, however, his quip is not far from the truth. His goal is the very procurement of the Sage's treasure. He has no other particular wish in mind. While Byakuyan looks past his sarcasm, she takes his second statement at face value. I see. So you wish to usher in an age of global peace, Roostar of Flood. What is this? A Q&A? Yeesh. I mean, we live in a pretty cruel world. Just ask anyone born outside of Karnas. Verily, be it enduring wars or widespread famine, reality is grim for much of mankind. Exactly. So if I can make the world an even slightly better place, that's good enough for me. Might be a lofty goal, but I'll achieve it someday. There we go. The Dragonshaft is home to many things that inspire such hopes and dreams. In fact, most precursor relics are discovered there. The thought of uncovering the next great artifact that drives civilization forward is what attracts many a prowler to the profession. Definitely not today, though. Roostar turns his eyes back to the present, and to Byakuyan. Indeed, we are far too ill-equipped to brave the later floors. Let us return to prepare for another day. The labyrinth's inner workings are not fully understood. The bedrock surrounding it seems to move, changing its very structure and making spelunking a most difficult task. And as the key provides no clue about what strata it guides one to, full-heartedly pushing on would only lead to certain doom. With that in mind, Roostar shifts his attention to the path back to the city. Let's get out of here. We've done enough for today. Not quite. We cannot leave empty-handed. Seriously? Come on. We don't gotta scour every nook and cranny. Verily, yes, but you're forgetting something else. Byakuyan signals towards the monster carcasses on the ground. Would it not be wise to bring back proof of our success? With one swing of her sword, she cuts the monster's horns clean off. Roostar promptly catches the bony mass with his hands. You sure about this? Carrying this shit back home is gonna break both our backs. Did you say something, Roostar of Flood? Never mind, assist me, would you? Roostar begrudgingly does as requested of him. And one such prowler will soon change the face of the city forever. Okay, so I'm in the thingy. What do? There's a kitchen. I can buy a steak. It's a power steak. Thick cut slab of highly nourishing steak. Oh, gives you a +1 on the trust meter. We can shop. Oh, look at all them weapons. Well, damn. Pages and pages and pages. Oh, no, no. Hold up, hold up. We got more than weapons. We got gown, robe, samurai gauntlets, copper greaves, shoes, a strong man's ring. That increases your HP by 10. Sandals. You gotta really look at your stuff, guys. This is an RPG. Just because it has age scenes doesn't mean it isn't. There's got your buckler. Boy, that reminds me, brings me back to Draken. Well, I would buy everybody a buckler. It wasn't worth the shit. Wooden shield. I still don't know. I guess in those times, but I'd never want to use a wooden shield now. One, it's heavy. Two, somebody just shoot and that'd be it. Go right through it. I could have sworn he had a gun in his hand. Copper armor. It's like wearing a penny. Splint mail. You got a regular old vest. Neophyte's Grimoire. Okay, so we're just looking at shit. Yeah, I know you don't want to see all the weapons. Grim, you guys hang out to show us? Fighter's Guild. Damage increases with each rank. Item drop increases with Thieves Guild. Priest Guild. Incoming damage is reduced with each rank. Ooh, HP and MP will slowly regenerate. And mages. Magic Stone Synthesis recipes are unlocked with each rank. Okay, so that's pretty cool. No, I have no money right now. Not the money I want to spend on that. I don't have any money. Well, I do have 500. Oof. I don't want to spend it on that. I don't even know what my guy's got on him right now. Rescue the rookie. And also change the difficulty of the game. It'll take you to the options menu. What is that going to do? The screen allows you to change your difficulty settings. Change difficulty settings. Normal! That's weird. I don't know why they couldn't have done that in another menu. But I'm in the prelude. Like, we haven't even started the game yet. Better save before I die, you know. Do something stupid. Okay. So Rooster over here. Oh, well, he went to sleep. Can bet he feels better. We should probably buy some shit. Well, there's enhancing equipment, sockets, breakdown. Man, that's just like in Mega Man X Dive. Yeah, Grim, because that's the only gotcha you played. Fair enough. It's the only RPG I played where you had that much level of customization. It's like, damn. I remember playing that first Xenoblade, and it's like, ah, oh, wow. And this was released after that. Alright, so... Short sword. So anyway, my main man, he can't equip shit. Oh no, it shows what shit up. Okay, it shows what stuff upgrades with. Hold on. Oh yeah, I'm not looking at it right. Okay, so there's a short sword. Alright, so the one goes in. Alright, so it shows you what you've got. So that's gonna increase your power by 10 and everything else goes down. But I don't really like having a spear. And that makes me less powerful, but increases my agility and tech. Okay. Well, what do I have on, get a pistol. A hood. Splint mail. Okay, well, he's got a vest, and it decreases your agility. Damn. So you're going to need an agility item, because that's... Do I have enough money for this? I don't know how to buy shit. Hold on. Did I buy that? No, I didn't buy nothing. I don't know what I bought. Hold on. I need to be at a rank before I can buy some of this shit? I don't know. Or maybe I don't know. Because I should be able to buy armor at least. Right? We can sell it? Says I can't buy it. No. It says I have current funds 500. I guess I can't buy shit right now. Maybe I can't buy anything yet. Sometime later, the two return to the Prowler Guild. The Guild Aeon is situated within the walls of Karnas. It is a place for Prowlers to exchange information, accept quests, and discuss all manner of topics relating to the ruins. They maintain an amicable relationship with Karnas' populace, who both cherish them and occasionally employ them. Having completed their monster-slaying task, the weary Rooster and Bayakin head straight for the guild's bar to receive their due compensation. Good job out there. Here's your reward. Ho-ho, this calls for a toast. Care to join me, Roostar Flawed? Sure, a well-earned drink sounds good right about now. Byakuin gets a tankard of ale and frolics about. A drop falls from its rim, hitting her chest and running down between her bosom. Roostar notices and can't help but follow its trajectory with his eyes. Oh, do I entice you more than the alcohol, perhaps? Indulge me in a few drinks, and I may just indulge you in my body. Well, damn, it's a little early, right? Thanks, but I'll pass. If I let you binge drink, there'd be a huge hole in my wallet. Your choice, though it's a pity. Roostar shoots down her offer and turns to the counter to place an order. That is when he hears the shouts of someone who has no place there, a child. Please, I'm begging you, please get back my mommy's pendant. A kid? In here? So it appears. 'Tis a most unusual occurrence. Off to the side is a child barely 10 years of age, his hands only just able to touch the counter. Roostar, Byakin, and other... Yeah, I believe I'm saying her name right. Byakin and the other Prowlers gathered around the bar turn their attention towards the young boy. Boy, what's this about a pendant that's so important to you? Monsters from the ruins came and attacked our home. Dad, me, and my sister are all okay, but they stole the pendant my mom used to wear. My mom died from illness years ago, and my sister, Amy, doesn't even know what she looked like. But the monsters took it back to the ruins, and I can't fight them on my own. The little boy is barely holding back his tears. To the Prowler's ears, it sounded like a simple mission to find and retrieve a stolen item. Ain't the first time we've had a monster attack. We've got the entrance to the labyrinth mostly under control, but there are little cracks all over the city that they sneak through. Yeah, we had a big one just the other day. I remember when they called us to fend them off. Please, you gotta get it back. That keepsake means the world to me. Listen, kid. I get how you feel, but we don't work for free. If you want our help, you need to make it worth our while. Understand? Here, this is all the money I have. The boy presents a paltry few silver coins to the guildmaster. All the prowlers in the area break into a guffaw of disbelief. Sorry, kid, but that ain't enough to make someone scratch their own ass around these parts. Better ask someplace else.
But I already did. You're the only ones who can help. The city guards said they don't have time.
Well, duh. They gotta maintain public order, kiddo. Enzelard ain't got time of day to sort out a single citizen's private biz either. Just consider yourself lucky for surviving. Do yourself a favor, forget that dumb pennant, use the money to buy something to eat. Ha ha, he's right, kid. Memories won't fill a growling belly. Tell you what, have some ale to wash down your loss. About time you grew out of mommy's breast milk, eh? Well damn, offering the children and a child alcohol?
Fuck you, you're an asshole, you know that?
Sob. Prowler lowers a stein to the boy who staunchly refuses, clenching his fists as tears form in the corner of his eyes. Roostar feels bad for the child and decides to approach him. Come on, little guy, that's nothing to cry over. I never even met my mother, but that didn't stop me from getting on with my life. I get that you're sad about losing that pendant, but at least you and your family are safe. Ain't that all that matters?
What would you know? That pendant was my one and only memory of her.
Roostar extends its hand to the young boy, but he angrily slaps it away. The shock makes ale spill from the tankard in his other hand.
It's just like the grown-ups in the neighborhood say. All you selfish prowlers care about is money, money, money. They're mercenaries, you idiot. What do you think?
No, they're not mercenaries. They're adventurers. Adventurers don't work for free. They're like mercenaries in that way. Hey, that's just mean. Now, I won't deny some of us are sleazy materialists, but all of us are dreamers with a passion for adventure. Roostar retorts in an almost proud tone. His cavalier comeback aims to calm any possibly offended drunk prowlers. Sensing the rising tension in the air, Byakuin follows up. But regrettably, adventuring is not profitable enough by itself. A labyrinth prowler's job is to brave the ruins at great risk to their own life. Few would argue it unfair to demand equally great recompense. Otherwise, celebratory drinks such as this would be beyond our means. Alas, such is life. She explains it as courteously as possible. Were she not under the influence, she may have been able to calm the boy with her rationale. Unfortunately, such is not the case. So what do you want me to do? You are my last hope after every other place turned me away. You know what? Forget it. I don't need your damn help. I'll get Mom's pendant back myself. You want my money? Take it, asshole! The boy raises his clenched arm and throws his silver coins at Roostar in a fit of rage. Roostar realizes this and covers his face with his arm. But as it turns out, he didn't need to. A girl cuts in between Roostar and the coins, catching them with her face. Ow! This is what I get for trying to show off and catch them mid-flight. A face full of silver, really? The girl squats down on the floor.
One would be forgiven for assuming she did so in pain, but in fact she starts picking up the dispersed coins. Even the young boy is taken by surprise and stares blankly at her, dumbfounded. I'll tell you what, I've already noticed that the music... a little loud! There we go! Now listen, young man, we can't have you doing something stupid. The labyrinth is no place for kids of your age. So allow me to accept your payment. You? Huh? The boy, unable to follow this strange girl's train of thought, is at a loss for words. Rooster, too, is perplexed by the sudden development, so he simply stares at her. What do you mean, huh? Weren't you offering the silver for completing your task, or do I just not look professional enough? I'll be the first to admit, I am new to this whole game, but everyone has to start somewhere, and I can swear I won't let you down. So wait, you're saying you'll actually do it? For me? Well, does it sound like I'm joking? Alright, I haven't introduced myself. I'm Percy Grenoir. That's how it was said. And though I'm new to this city, I aspire to conquer the labyrinth one day. The young woman by the name of Percy graciously offers the child her assistance. Now let's get going. While we walk there, I want you to tell me everything you can, from the pendant's appearance to how it got stolen, and by what. Alright, let's go! Hey, wait, you're not actually serious about doing this, right? Rooster yells for the girl to halt, but he's too late. The guild door closes, the girl and the now beaming young boy having just walked through it. He stares at the door, confounded by the turn of events. Conquer the labyrinth? Is that girl nuts? Ah, fresh meat always thinks they're hot shit, am I right, Rusty? Hotheads don't live long in this biz. She might have a heart of gold, but don't be surprised if she comes back with her undies sold. Yeah, pretty much. Rooster responds to the Prowler's banter with quick words of affirmation. He then turns his attention back to the bar counter where the Guildmaster stands, arms crossed and brow furrowed. Hey, you know who that girl was? Haven't seen her around, so I assume she's new. She sure is. Name's Percy Grenoir. She turned in her guild application today. Said she just moved here from her hometown. Could have sworn I heard the word Tokyo in there somewhere. Wait, she just got here? No way she has a Prowler permit already. That's the problem, she doesn't. Enzelard's gonna have my ass if they found out I let someone without one enter the ruins, and worse yet, accept a quest. Could get them to drop the latter charge by saying the quest wasn't established on formal terms. Ain't no guarantee she'll return in one piece, though. Think she can at least handle herself? The Guildmaster shrugs his shoulders. As Percy had just arrived today, her abilities have yet to be ascertained. One would presume that she could, given that she applied to the Prowler Guild. Conjecture, however, is a poor answer to a life or death question. Rooster, do me a favor. Let me guess, it's hero time? Go after that girl and bring her back alive. No points for guessing correctly? Nope. Look, If something happens to her, it's gonna be a stain on your conscience. Believe me. Besides, you owe me after all the times I've helped you after you joined. Come on, son. Yeah, but... Do this for me and I'll treat you to some nice steak we got this morning. God damn it. Might as well have accepted the measly 5 coins and done it myself. The other prowlers by the counter sneak away, hoping not to get involved with this chore. Roostar, however, is in little position to say no. Fine, I'll do it. I'll get her back in one piece. Short while later, at the main entrance of the Dragon Shaft ruins by the outskirts of Karnas. Have I seen a foolish girl around here? Yeah, told her to stop, but she didn't listen. Said she didn't have her prowler permit yet, but went in anyway. Oh, it's you, the guy from the guild. Percy already went inside. If you're looking for her, I wanted to go with her, but she ordered me to stay right here. She's got this, right? Mom's pendant is my dearest possession, but I don't want someone losing their life over it. Don't worry, little guy. I'm here to make sure she comes back alive. Guildmaster's orders. Roostar proceeds through the massive main gate and enters the treacherous ruins. Finally! Not long after his dive into the labyrinth, Roostar senses a person in danger further up ahead. He rushes to the rescue post-haste and finds Percy engaged in battle with a horde of monsters. Okay, we're fighting, I think. She holds her staff high and fires a beam of concentrated mana from its tip. It's a beginner's spell, but quite effective at dispatching the creatures. Evidently, she's far from incapable. Quite the opposite, in fact. However... You've clearly trained a lot, but you fight like it's your first time. He rapidly closes the distance and cuts down a monster that snuck up behind her. You're that guy from the bar. No time for small talk. There's more of them coming. Shoot, you're right. Amazing, you took them all Amazing, you took them out in the blink of an eye. You holding up okay? And more importantly, are you crazy? Rookie shouldn't prowl solo. You're lucky I caught you before you made it too far. Caught? You're here for me? But why? I thought you were gonna stay in Aeon like the others. You've got the Guildmaster to thank for this rescue. Oh, so you're here to lend me a helping hand. Her face lights up with joy. No, my job is to accompany you. To where the pendant is, I know. I'm glad you showed up. These monsters are no walk in the park. But with your help, it'll be a cakewalk in the park even. You see, I'm just a little inexperienced. It's my first time in the ruins, to be exact. Guildmaster told me already. I know you want the brownie points, but you shouldn't stick your neck out over them. Time to turn back. I can't turn back now. Also, I'm doing this because I want to, not just for some reward. If that's all I wanted, I wouldn't be down here. Are you really ready to die to keep up this goody-two-shoes act? Nope, didn't think so. Now come on. Roostar has made up his mind to extend his own apologies to the boy, alongside Percy, if that's what she demands of him. She, however, refuses to abandon this quest. Seriously? Why are you dead set on this? Because I made a promise. A promise worth 5 silver to a kid you literally just met. For God's sake, it's not worth risking your life over. It's not about the money. I'm certain that boy must have worked hard to scrounge up even just 5 silver, so I'll put in just as much work for that reason. Why? Why do all this work for next to nothing? Her insistence piques his curiosity, but simultaneously perplexes him. Why does she choose to go to such lengths for a complete stranger? Because I feel the same about my mom's keepsake as he does his. It's what led me here to this city. That's why when I signed up to be a prowler and overheard him talking about his dear pendant, I couldn't help him but really, really sympathize with him. A keepsake for your mom, eh? Memories of his dead father passed through his mind. His deceased father left him the cylindrical key that he believed would lead him to the sage's treasure. Hey, you said you were going to conquer the labyrinth, right? Hmm? Oh yeah, back at the bar. Ain't gonna happen in your wildest dreams at your current skill level. Yeah, you know a magia skill or two, but only the bare minimum needed to qualify as a prowler. I'm well aware, thank you very much. Honestly, I'll take any experience I can get if it'll help me down the path to discovering the sage's treasure. The sage's... He struck with disbelief. To his knowledge, only a select few people should know about the sage's treasure. How the hell did she hear about it? He looks at Percy with newfound intrigue. Percy continues where she left off, seemingly ignorant of the turmoil within Roostar. Every prowler's journey starts with one step, and this is mine. I'll strive to be the most conscientious, pioneering, heart-on-sleeve-wearing prowler there ever was. Scratch that. I won't just strive to be, I will be. Her gaze is ablaze with determination. Pfft, so starry-eyed, she's about to birth a new constellation. But hey, once upon a time, I actually shared a fiery passion, I think. All the quests I take on now are small-time shit that don't get me any closer to the lower floors. Father, I've got to get my shit together. I still got it. I still have the drive in me. No way I'm going to let some rookie get ahead of me. Instinctively, he clutches the key suspended from his neck. Percy analyzes Roostar's expression, curious as to the cause of his sudden silence. You know what? I've had a change of heart. What? You've won me over, Percy. There's just something special about you. Thanks? Which is why, just this once, I'll throw you a bone. I'll help you retrieve that pendant. I know my way around monsters in their dens. You will? You mean it? She leans forward and grasps Roostar's hands, expressing both her surprise and delight. This should be a smoother ride with you helping out. Prowling must be second nature to you based on the way you danced around the monsters in that last battle. Well, I've been exploring this place for 3 years. Haven't reached the lower levels yet, but I'm definitely gonna leave my mark on the labyrinth one day. I guess that means you'll be teaching me as we go. She responds with a generous grin. Better keep the conquer the labyrinth thing to ourselves, though. The rest of the guild would die of laughter if they heard. For the longest time, thorough exploration of the dragon shaft has been deemed impossible, owing to its vast size and nigh impregnability. Prowlers have still only scavenged its uppermost strata for relics and resources, but these few floors are merely the tip of the iceberg. Never gonna reach the bottom layers at this rate. I can only get so far alone. Listen up, from here on out, you follow my instructions to a T. If I say it's too dangerous, we get the hell out, understand? If you don't listen, you're on your own. If I'm to follow your orders, then I'd like to know your name. Roostar Flold. Nice to meet you, Roostar. I'll do as you say. Now let's go look for that boy's pendant together. Right, since we're in this together, we're gonna see it through. Because if we can't do this,
We can't even dream of besting the labyrinth. Rustar's powerful voice reverberates through the caves. The two, now with a shared goal, march forward. Finally, some gameplay. Okay. If you come across a floating speech bubble inside the dragon shaft, approach it. You may learn valuable information about the floor you're on. Okay. Well, there's some spikes there. There's a monster. Okay. Uh-oh. All right. Yes. Battle. Ow. I missed. There we go. Oh, okay, I see. Bit of an odd battle system. Think I can learn it though. Yep, it worked. Okay, that's what I wanted to do. Alright, I get this now. It's a really odd battle system. But see, I can't use quick draw right now. It's waiting, but I can use the fire. And then you use. She can only heal, so yeah. Hold on back. Alright. But she's gonna heal. Okay. She's gonna use the hypnotizing tune. Alright. And that's a battle. A little complicated, but... Alright. So what's this? Oh, an antique musket! Man, it's gonna take forever to load that motherfucker. I always wondered, you know, Call of Duty. People were doing AI stuff of Call of Duty, like... American Revolution. I'm like, yeah, you'd hate to play that game. Well, guys, hold up, I gotta load my musket. It's gonna take me a little while. Sometimes you'll see items or materials just waiting to be picked up. If you want to make a buck without fighting monsters, then looting ought to be your goal to strategy. When you're next to a point of interest, you can interact with it either by pressing spacebar or clicking where the directional arrow at your feet points. You play this game one-handed with a mouse. Yeah, that's funny. Oh, we can mine! Alright. Got a health potion. What is that? Oh, random monsters. Okay. Fireblade. Let's shoot quick draw. Should have took it out. Oh, still there. Worm laughed at me. Oh, it's dead now. Stupefied. Oh, she can't use Umbral Arrow right now. Damn, that kind of sucks. People gotta level up so they can use the skills more than once. Oh, they can use regular attacks. Oh, you just hit the attack button to attack. Duh.
Yes.
Okay, so it's easy and I'm just overcomplicating things. It's a very Grimlord thing to do. What do I do here? Spice powder, eh? Alright, well, don't mind if I do.
You'll sometimes find a map of the floor you're on. It's not too much work. Search around for it. Believe me, it'll make exploring so much easier.
Alright. We've got a floor map. Alright. Oh, look at that. Good night! You don't have the key.
Oh, it's an event. Roostar and Percy stop in the middle of the corridor and scan their surroundings for signs of monsters. The coast seems clear. With a moment of respite secured, Roostar initiates conversation. Forgot to ask earlier, but you're a Magius, aren't you?
Magius,
not Magius. Magius? Alright, someone who can use magic is known as a Magius in Karnas. Pretty much, yeah. It's usually used alongside the race to describe people with an aptitude for magic. Human Magius, Fizarian Magius, and so on. What's the difference between having an aptitude for magic and just being able to use it? Aptitude is your natural ability for it, which is determined at birth. Without it, no matter how hard you try, you just won't get anywhere, apparently. Oh, okay, so the reason I'm able to use magic at all is because I have the natural talent? That's the gist of it, yeah. Even at a glance, you can infer that her arcane repertoire is elementary and her control over mana limited. But as it is not relevant to the conversation at hand, he withholds his observation. There's this deep-seated belief here in Karnas that Magi are superior to normal people, but that idea got flipped right on its head when they uncovered evidence to the contrary here in the Dragon Shaft. I've heard about that. They discovered relics from the civilization that once made its home here, right? Machines, they called them. So you know that much at least. Yeah, the developing field of mechanical engineers offers a new alternative to magic. Feels weird calling something dug up out of the ground new, but hey. With enough training, even those with no magical aptitude are able to easily wield machines and accomplish feats rivaling those of a Magius. In fact, statistics have clearly shown quite... Yeah. Statistics have shown quite clearly that non-Magi, I spelled it with two I's that time, display a strikingly higher affinity for machines than their more magically inclined counterparts. A recently coined term from these persons has been gaining traction. Machina. Roostar has good reason to ask about her Magius status, or Magius, whatever, Magius status, as it ties into the task at hand. Within the context of prowling, prowess with either magic or machines is a exceedingly important skill. Knowledge of your party members' strengths and weaknesses is also imperative for a successful expedition. So which one are you? Magius or Machina? Funny you should ask, cause... Sensing impending danger to their front, Roostar cuts his speech short and reaches for the object attached to his belt. Wouldn't you know it, seems you're getting a quick look at how both magic and machines perform in action. What? In action? Get ready, something's coming. Roostar draws his weapon the instant he spots a monster at the end of the corridor. Casting a spell that envelops his blade in flames, he then leaps forward and cleaves the beast at the head of the pack in twain. Their charge grinds to a halt, the burning light of his weapon inspiring hesitation. As the beast prepares to scurry away, Roostar unholsters his gun and fires off a series of shots in rapid succession. Hell yeah! Why not just have a gun or a sword when you can have a sword and a gun? Injured and limping, they make for easy targets and are put down one after another. And just like that, Roostar overturns a numerical disadvantage on his own. Cool. That ought to give you an idea. Knowing how both magic and machines work gives you a big edge in battle. Wow, you can handle both magic and machines? Sure can. And let me tell you, it looks real awesome on your resume. Roostar was unaware of his talent with machinery prior to moving to Karnas, as technology had yet to reach beyond the city. As for his extraordinary ability to employ machines as well as magic, well, that only recently came to his knowledge. Why he can wield both is a mystery even to him, but the fact is that he's putting his skills to good use. No reason to not use my skills to their fullest. Thing is, though, while I can wield both effectively, I'm not exactly a master with either. Can't have everything, I suppose. Are there any other people like you who can wield both? At least one, but a familiar name floats at the top of his mind, but he decides not to divulge it. Forget it. Right now, you need to focus on your own skills and how to make the most of them. You've got potential, I can see that much. Right, will do. Thus concludes Roostar's briefing on both schools of combat. As they have no time to dawdle, the two refocus their attention on the quest at hand. That monster den is up ahead. Remember, don't do anything stupid, and be ready to retreat at the drop of a hat. Okay, then once we've got the pendant, we make like a horse with no saddle and skedaddle. Yeah, sure. With doubt still in his mind, Roostar braces himself for what's ahead. Horse with no saddle and skedaddle, huh? The smell of poverty in the air. Oh, you must be prowlers. I'm certain you're here to gather ingredients from the caves. My personal chef aides have stripped this area clean of all the most delectable culinary treats. You unrefined swine can go sniffing for some mushrooms if you're so inclined. Now, would you take your filthy rags and get out of my sight? You can combine ingredients to make food in the kitchen back at the guild. Cooked food can be equipped in the corresponding item slot or sold for a decent amount of gold. Yeah, I kind of figured that. What is this? This green crystal has a core of nebulum with rejuvenating powers. These things are a prowler's best friend, I tell you. They patch up and refresh you in the blink of an eye. Okay, well, no, that's fine. Nebulum is handy. It's used in spellcraft and slotted into your gear for a bit more oomph, you know? Only problem with getting it is monsters tend to swarm wherever there's high-grade nebulum. Wow, so kind of like Trails with its, gem system.
Yes.
Hi. Or whatever. Yeah, it's easy, guys. You just literally select the target and push attack twice, and they attack. See? Target, attack, attack. It's dead. It's not hard. I was making it overly complicated. You know, because some of you guys are seeing this for the first time. And if that's the case, I want to make sure that, you know, you see what it's got to offer so you know if you're getting your money's worth. It does kind of feel like the board game style of Ars Magna, but I don't care because they're both fun games. Whoa there, champ. Not so fast. You see that there red circle? Means there's a mean-ass monster up ahead. A dungeon boss, you dig? Prepare as best you can before throwing yourself at it.
Yes. Hi.
I do like the music. Fight music. I wonder what the boss battle music sounds like, though. Damn, it guarded. Until 17. Don't forget about using your specials. They have a cooldown, but at least you don't have, like, fucking mana points. Sorry, bud, you're dead. Alright, you can't use that right now. Oh, you just... There you go. Al, you need to heal. Like, bad. Okay, at least I know you can do that.
Coach, you leveled up. Does it restore their health? No, it doesn't. Okay, I see. Okay, there's not a fucking thing over there. It looks like a big mine, right? Not a damn thing over there either. Oh, there's a treasure chest! Open that treasure chest. One health potion. Uh-oh! Battle. Right in front of them, amid a vein of glistening rainbow-colored nebulum gems, is a den of monsters which is bustling with activity. On a ridge atop a crevice that stores their stolen loot, it sits a peculiar creature that's strikingly different to the rest. By all appearances, this fox-like being is their leader. Yeah, me love shiny things. Me want sparkly glow and human half, so we take. Did it just speak? It achieves sentience. Be careful. That one's especially dangerous. Sentience? How? Every once in a while, the labyrinth gives birth to a sentient monster. The leading theory is that it's rapid mutation caused by the heavy mana concentrations down here. Creatures that achieve sentience always meet one of two fates. They're either abandoned by their kin or come to rule the pack by means of their own superior intellect. This particular case is one of the latter. With its intellect came avarice, the satiation of which it gets from the treasures that's gathered by its underlings. That thing's our main target. If we take it down, the monsters under it will turn tail and run. Got it, greedy little critter. It's time to return those stolen goods. Shiny gold is mine. It all belongs to me. Nothing for you. Not even one coin, human. Drop purse and give. Give me shiny. You're gonna get shiny, alright. The shiny end of my fucking sword. I'm gonna hit that motherfucker with a fire blade and a umber arrow. Ow! Ow! Alright. Fuck him up with a quick draw now. Oh, he's dead. Bro, we won this fight already. Yep! Battle is over. Roostar and Percy emerge victorious! With their leader defeated, the rest of the monsters scatter like flies.
We did it. No more minions to worry about. Now, let's quickly look for that boy's pendant. Yeah, we definitely don't want to stick around. Once we find it, let's hightail it before reinforcements arrive. It's hard to leave behind such heaps of riches and gemstones, but their weight would impede the journey back, and they're not about to become victims of greed. Percy dashes for the crevice right to their front. Well, they'll become victims of greed later in the... Trust me, I know how I am. Gotta get every goddamn thing there is. Oh, treasure chest! Oh, gold! Oh, jewels! Oh, I don't even know what that is, but let's put it in there. 500 spoons! Okay. Percy dashes for the crevice right to their front, while Roostar heads for the one to the left. They're filled with not only a myriad of stolen jewelry and trinkets, but also gemstones evidently excavated by the monsters. Let's see. Pendant, here it is! Percy exclaims that she's found the young boy's keepsake with a joyful hurrah! Her celebration is cut short, however. At that exact moment, the beast they presume inspired begins to move once more! Roostar catches sight of it as it prepares to pounce on Percy. Oh shit, it's doing a golem. Ah, my precious! No! Me no give precious! All shiny! Mine! Hands off my shiny! The monster's immense greed has yanked it from death's door. Percy has her back towards the... turn to the critter and realizes far too late that it's charging at her. Percy, look out! Roostar calls out the attack at once. The monster proves too quick. He winces at the worst-case scenario unravels before him. That is, until the situation takes a very unexpected turn. The hell? What's that light? A light beams forth from Percy's chest. Its brilliance distracts the beast, halting its advance. She seizes the opportunity and swings her staff at the monster with all her might. Stay down! Its end makes contact with the top of the critter's head. Such a soft smack had no chance of felling a powerful monster, but somehow a ray of the same light that emanates from Percy bursts forth from its forehead. The light grows rapidly, consuming the beast's entire body and reducing it to millions of bright particles. What? Me becoming shiny! The monster utters its last words, falling its transformation to a sparkling mass. It completely vanishes. Overcome with bewilderment, Percy stands in place. Are you hurt? No. I'm fine somehow. What in the world just happened? Based on what I saw, you made it glow with some spell or something. Then it disappeared. I don't know of any spells like that, and I've never heard of anything like it either. There are more than a few esoteric spells in existence that are only known by members of secret societies or those of special bloodlines. Thus, it is possible that Percy casts a spell without any conscious input, a spell that Roostar has never heard of. But that doesn't explain the response I felt from Father's Key when she started glowing. Maybe I just imagined it. He double checks, softly grasping the Ouroboros key in his hand. However, its vibrations have ceased. Anyway, let's head back topside already. I've had enough brushes with death for one day. He cuts his pontification short and spurs Percy on. Gladly. Whoops, nearly forgot the pendant. She recovers the memento from the crevice and stores it securely in her pouch, irritating Roostar by taking her sweet time. The two then hurry back whence they came. Should be from whence they came, but whatever. Okay, so they bring it to the boy, and the boy is elated. Yay, you brought back my pendant! Well, it's almost 5 in the morning, so I think I've shown enough of this game for now. You've gotten to see the story scenes, the shop, you know, the kitchen, all that kind of stuff. And you've gotten to see the gameplay, so I've showed everything I need to show. If you guys like what you've seen, the battle system, the movement, the maps, all that kinds of stuff, let me know, because, don't let me know. Pick up the fucking game. Sorry, it's 5-something in the morning, almost. But yeah, like I said, let's reiterate that again. The story scenes, The shot scenes, I showed all that. I couldn't buy anything. The dungeon system, how to use the map, which is not hard. How to get the, you know, all the different stuff that's scattered around the dungeon. The different monster battles, the way you can do your special attacks, you know, like a pretty much a regular JRPG. I don't think any of this is going to be foreign to anybody that's played any JRPG in their fucking life. And I kind of want to see how they're going to add on to it. I do like that what would be like bullshit battles in regular JRPGs that they wouldn't even focus on actually go into greater detail. Like, that little monster that you fought as a boss in a regular JRPG, it'd just be fucking dead and that'd be it. It wouldn't be, oh, it comes back to life and tries to get the pendant. Like, that's shit that would happen in, like, an anime adaptation, but you'd never see it in the game itself. So I like that Ninetale has actually gone to show, hey, there's more of the boss battles than just, oh, you beat the enemy. No, there's other shit that happens, and the bosses have their own stories. Like, we didn't know what that thing was, and it told us what it was. This is shit that, like, Persona could fucking, like, literally, Atlus. It's pretty bad when a hentai company can put the monster battles into better detail than fucking AAA developers. Like, there's probably somebody in Japan that's like, American people probably don't want to see all that. No, we do. I actually do want to know the little bullshit about bosses and not just looking at a bestiary. I want to actually fucking see the backgrounds on my enemies. Like, where do they come from? Why is this? You know, that's interesting shit to me. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I think I'm out for this episode of, well, Grimm's Adult Games Corner. Or hentai. No, it's Grimm's Hentai Games Corner, but we didn't see any hentai because, you know, obviously that'll happen, but it makes it easier for me to show it to everybody when I don't have the hentai scenes because, you know, I'm not going to be playing this on the show. We're still doing Evenickel. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with another great hentai game. This one's awesome, by the way. This was worth $30-something, I think. So, if that sounds good to you, buy it at Jast USA right now. Right this minute, you can get it. And, if you want to get it on Steam, though, you'll have to wait till the 23rd. But it'll be there, too. At any rate, I'm out. I'll see you guys later.